And just like that, we are back. Welcome to the show. I am Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Love is Blind, Season 3, Final Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment, and review.
Yes, as we cover Episode 11, The Final Marriages, that which will make it what? 3.5 marriages that we've got to go through here? since we got through 1.5 in the first, in episode 10. And then, of course, we'll get to the reunion. But before we get to the reunion, let's go ahead, pick up where we left off in the last recap, which is Nancy and Bartice at the altar. And Nancy said, "I do." Then it was Bartice's turn.
All I got to say, I called it. I said the reason why he was crying over that sweet gift that she gave him, because he knew he was going to say no.
You were so right.
Thank you.
You know, because being the man that I am, I have no problem in telling you that, okay? I know sometimes you
have no problem in listening and receiving that. I
bet you don't. You just hate telling me when I'm right.
But called it. And what I thought was funny is he's standing there and he's like, "Do you want to do this right here?"
Yeah.
You know, in front of everybody. And I'm just like, well, I'm glad they went outside. But the reaction from her family, like, her mom don't play. And I started to get annoyed how he was talking to her mom.
Oh, yeah. You know,
I was like, dude, you need to back up. And I was with, and I knew her brother wasn't going to do shit. I mean, he ain't stupid. Bartice would just drop him.
I will say this, though. Nancy's friends, way better than Raven's friends. Remember, Raven's friends were glued to the chair. Apparently, the producers put super glue or Gorilla Glue and stuck them to the chair because Nancy's friends were all up, out, and family ready to go. I like the fact that her mom wasn't effing around at all, right? She got out there. She wasn't leaving. "Mom, please, just leave. Mom, please." And I was annoyed. I know you were annoyed with what Bartice was doing in that moment. I was annoyed with what Nancy was doing in that moment. And just as I'm watching it, I'm annoyed because, like, I get it. Mom, leave. Mom's upset. But the way she was kind of talking to her, I was just kind of like, eh.
Yeah, I think she was fine. She knows, like, probably her mom can go to that level. And so she's like, this is on TV. There's cameras.
Her mom could fold Bartice.
There's witnesses. Yeah. Yeah. There's witnesses. You don't want to do this right now. Calm it down. But the one that annoyed me was her brother. I'm like, how young are you that you can't handle your emotions?
Right.
And she's like, I was right. And she's like, I knew you were right. But I don't want to be right. I don't want to. And then crying, I'm like, what's your deal? Okay, you thought Bartice was a turd when you met him. And now he just confirmed it. But now you're upset that he confirmed it and not marrying your sister, which you didn't want him to do anyway.
Well, you know, there were eyes watching everywhere. So, you know, he had to turn up. It's the only thing he didn't say was, hold me back. Hold me back. Don't let me hit him.
That's the only please, thing he- please hold me back. Please. Please hold me back.
You know what? Okay. I think the most annoying part, though, of that initial exchange once they get outside and then Nancy's mom came around, the most annoying part to me, because Bartice, or as my wife calls him, Barista, had the nerve to say, I'm talking to my fiance right now. No, you're not, buddy. You just told her no at the altar. She's no longer your fiance. She was your fiance up until y'all got to the altar. She said, I do. She was ready to make you her husband. And you said, I do not. So now you're no longer engaged.
You're talking
she's
to
not your,
ex. Your
wife. So now she's your ex. Exactly.
You're talking to your ex. So his excuse and reason for wanting to end it.
Garbage.
Because it's when you get into the real world and how we interact and how you are in the real world, you're just not attracted to her.
Yeah.
It just boils down to she just doesn't do it for you. But, I mean, if you look at, he sent her that shot with a note, you know, let's do this.
Yeah.
Like, it's just whatever, you know. So I just didn't like his response and how he wanted to end it.
Yeah.
But good for you, you ended it. But you couldn't tell her, oh, I'm not attracted to you. You can't be Mitch from... Married at First Sight.
But he pretty much told her that when after they met after he met Raven and realized how attractive she was. And he pretty much told her that, but he sat in the bed with her, called her a smoke show. So you and I had a lot to say about that at that time. I don't know, we'll get to how that all boiled down in the reunion. But you're right. His explanation was garbage. I thought she was giving him too much time and energy. But then I realized once they went away from where everybody was, went to the stairs and they sat down, why she did it. And you remember that permanent bracelet we talked about that really didn't seem that permanent?
Yeah.
Why did he look shocked that she took it off? And the fact that he was trying to, I could call you. No. We ain't got nothing else to talk about. There's nothing to talk. You had your chance at the altar. And I think he thought he could still hit it and just not be tied down to her. And she's like, nah, mm-mm. All them moves I put on you for the last 4 weeks, you get none of them now. Mm.
But let me ask you this. Do you think he did anything wrong?
No. I mean, so here's the thing. I know people want to hate him, and I'm not. He doesn't have a fan in me. But at the end of the day, the way this experiment goes, you go into pods, you fall in love, sight unseen, you come out, you see the person, you spend 4 weeks together. At the altar is where you say it. Just like how SK did Raven. And at the altar, it's like you determine. And it's not like married at first sight where you have to say I do. No.
Mm-hmm.
You have a choice. At that moment, you know, married at first sight gives you 8 weeks to get the decision day. The decision day is at the altar. It's brutal as hell. It's brutal. But man, I don't think he did anything wrong. He went with what, now we can fault him for everything else. Like, why are you using that as the one thing? But then again, do you rather him go ahead and get married and cheat? Because apparently, he would. If Raven had given him he would have snuck back out to the pool with her.
Well, because, you know, he's looking for a smoke show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But pass.
Yeah. Nancy's not even a smoke peep show.
Did you think he was wrong?
No, and that's what I put. He wasn't wrong, but it was just a dick move on how that all went down.
Was it though?
No, what I mean by it's a dick move, they seem to like everything was great. You do these bracelets, it's forever. Why get the bracelets?
Yeah. If you know you're going to say yeah.
Yeah, why get the bracelets? That's forever. This, because this never comes off. Do you do this with every girl that he dates? They get a bracelet, you know, and they hook up with you?
You know what? That's a good point, especially considering the way he reacted towards the family after. Like he was almost offended that they were mad at him for saying, I do not, right?
Right.
I think the dick move was really not only that, but when they were on the steps, when he goes, he tries to, hey, let's, you know, maybe we hang out again. And she's like, no. We are done. We can't continue a relationship. This is over. So kudos to Nancy. Good job. Because I did not expect her to say yes. And I thought she was a dumbass for saying yes. But she redeemed herself right down those steps. And now I understood why she was like, Mom, no. Go. I got to let him know how I feel. So kudos to Nancy.
Just like you don't mind saying that I'm right. I can also admit when I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that this couple has been too perfect. Everything's been too great. There's no way that he can hold up this facade, that he's just going to be okay with the prenup and all that stuff. And I'm talking about Alexa and Brennan.
Yep.
Apparently they are.
Yeah.
The picture perfect couple. Love is blind, and they prove it. I was wrong.
Yeah, I was ready for him to say no. And you know, as we got closer to it, I was like, is he really going to say no? And then all of a sudden, he said yes, she said yes. And I'm like, because here's the crazy thing. Leading up to the wedding, I thought that he didn't seem happy, right? I mean, it's because we talked about it on last week. Said, he's going to say no. You had said that, and I'm like, you know what? You might be right. He might say no, and I'll be damned if they didn't get us both. But when I heard their personal vows, right, as they're up there giving these personal vows, I'm like, that'd be really weird to say I don't. I do not, after all of that shit you just said. Because his were very personal. I'm like, So they said I do. They move on. There's really not much to say about this. These two, really, because they've been the boring couple all season.
Well, did it surprise you or anyone that Alexa pulls up in a Rolls Royce? Mm. Everyone else is getting out of the SUV. She Daddy, has a Rolls Royce.
Daddy, I need the car.
Can I take one of the cars? Dad, I'm taking the Rolls.
And it's funny because, as you know, I almost forgot about that. But as in the moment that it happened, I saw the Rolls Royce. Of course, she pulls up in a Rolls Royce because, like her daddy said, you know, she grew up and she's accustomed to an affluent lifestyle.
Right. And I'm just when I see that, I always think, like, where'd the money come from? Like, what do y'all do? What are y'all into?
Apparently, I'm sure they've got enough money that if we say anything bad about it, they will find us. So I'm going to skip and move on to Zenup and Cole.
Because they ain't got no money, right?
Yo, didn't it look like Cole was walking down the aisle like a man ready to say no? He walked down like he was walking down the ramp at WWE.
I didn't like his like big bow tie. I just thought it looked like either a clown or like he was about to go up and announce the next act, you know, at a talent show.
I didn't like
show.
It either. Like,
that's what that reminded me of. I was like, why'd you pick that tie?
I was like, I don't like it. But then you know what? Maybe I just don't know style. But apparently, yeah. I guess I do, because neither you or I like that one.
Yeah. And I got a bone to pick with Zena, but she looked amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She looked amazing in her dress.
She really did. Here's a question, though. Before they said anything, and as Cole is walking down, and you see the pastor, since we just talked about WWE, Pastor Booker T, did you... You saw they had the young black pastor with the baby dreads.
So they get Coolio's son to come to this wedding?
Is it just me? Or did you know the wedding was doomed, right? As soon as you saw him, you're like, oh, shit.
Oh, goodness.
And then... What did you think about Zena hijacking the wedding? I'm like, well, first, can we say a prayer?
Yeah, I just did that too. I'm like, as soon as she did it, I'm like, yeah, she's going to say no.
I when she did it, I was like, I thought he's supposed to do the pastor's supposed to, you know what, never mind. All right. I thought maybe it was just.
He didn't do it right.
Yeah. Again, the young black pastor, she's like, had too much soul in it for me. Let me give you a little drier. Let me just take some of that salt and seasoning out.
Yeah. She has a direct line to Jesus when she prays. That pastor, his gets, you know, gets left remixed. On red.
His gets remixed sometimes, so that's...
It gets left on red. Jesus is like, oh, this Negro, God.
Again?
Oh. I'll get it later. I'll just deal with this later.
He ain't accustomed to me responding until next week anyway.
Teach him a lesson in patience. Like y'all always say down there, I may not come when you want me, but I'm right on time.
Got to answer Zenob's prayer first.
Yeah. My girl Zenob's on the phone. Let's call you back. So Zenob surprised all of us. Well, I knew she was going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised how that no turned into a roast. Of Cole, and Cole just had to sit there and take it, and then she drops Mike, and all her friends are like, and they got up and were out.
Yo, it's funny you said that, because I said the exact same thing. My note said Zenup dropped the mic at the altar, told no lies, and it was shades of Deep D choosing herself over the partner who didn't, because Shake didn't appreciate her. And that's exactly what Zenup said. It's interesting that these two brown girls on back-to-back seasons did the same thing. Dropped the mic. I choose myself. Deuces. And Raven should take note from this and realize, you know what? Nancy's friends are better than her friends. But Zenup's friends, they're ride or die. Yeah. They're ready to fight at any given time because they applauded, they got up, and they all. I mean, it was. But I watched everybody get up and walk up. I'm like, I know what you said about the extras, but I'll be damned. The extras go like, well, shit, if they're leaving, we got to leave too.
So here's what I don't like about what Zainab did. This is my bone to pick with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the answer is going to be the producers.
Mm-hmm.
Bone to pick with her is she all those crying crocodile tears because her parents weren't going to be there.
Right.
Leaving the chairs empty for an honor of her parents. And all that crying she was doing.
Yeah.
Knowing you were going to go up there and say no with a twist and roast this dude. You know, just why all that extra?
Yeah. And let's be honest, she went up there to embarrass him because that's what that was. There was no, they've had enough conversations that the way she said it, I mean, she could have just simply said, like everybody, she added some flair to it. I will say, it's the best I do not that we have seen in three seasons of this show because, you know, she didn't just say, I do not. She said, I do not drop mic. Hey, regulators, roll out. And they all did. That was kind of wild that everybody did that. When that first happened, though, the first thing I thought was, well, at least now Cole is free to go chase after Colleen.
But she just went all in on him. You humiliated me. You disrespected me. You shattered my confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, when did he do all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I just, there may be some stuff I missed. I'm not saying that he's totally innocent,
mm-hmm.
but it was just a lot that she went all in on him and wanted to say those things purposely in front of all his friends.
Yeah, that's the thing I didn't like about it, is the fact that she did that to humiliate him in front of his friends. Because you're right, in front of his family, in front of his friends. Well, not his family because they weren't there, but you know.
No, but she said that stuff on purpose that, you know, your family doesn't even want to get to know me. I don't want to be with that.
Yeah.
She said something about that, right? And I'm just like, that was so they could hear it.
Yeah.
So they can unfollow her now.
Yeah, and they can all unfollow me. If not, I'm going to block y'all anyway. She needed that moment. She wanted that moment. But you know what? To your point about all the crying she did about her mom and dad not being there, she kept repeating that over and over and over and over and over again. Zainab likes to be the center of attention. And to me, she almost came out like the villain in this. Because as you pointed that out, because I didn't even think about all those times she cried leading up to this. And you, as you mentioned it now, I'm just like, you know, she really did all that. All that was for attention at the end of the day. I thought it in the moment, but I'm like, that would be pretty shitty of you, Yanni, to say that she wants people to feel sorry for her in that case. But to go through all that, knowing you're going to say no, knowing you've written, you wrote out your freestyle verse already. You memorized it. You're going to memorize this to make it feel like it's coming off the top, but it's not. You had this, and all along you're still going in and telling them, they're not going to be there. I wish they could be there.
Yeah.
Now I realize all of that was fake.
Yeah, all that was fake. She had her whole ether track ready to drop. She had it ready to drop, and I'm just like, if you're gonna, but again, it's TV, right? So you gotta. You got to make it interesting by
matter of fact,
creating some of that drama.
You said it is the ether track. Go ahead and read her lyrics again.
Fuck Jay-Z. No, I'm burm, just burm.
Burm, burm. I'm kidding. Let's move on. Our last couple, Colleen and Matt. Man, how were both you and I this wrong in this situation?
I don't know. I really thought, even while Colleen was getting ready,
yes,
I thought she was going to say no.
Was it when she said she's only getting married once? Is that what made you think that?
No, it was when she was talking to, who she was talking about. She was just like, I don't know. I still don't know. And just the look on her face as she has her head in her hand.
Yeah.
Body language. I was just like, I think she's not going to say yes. And, you know, but when Matt was with his boys,
mm-hmm.
he has this weird, intense, like, I think the dude is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
Yeah, it's still out there. But, you know, they both said yes. They seemed happy. Shocked. I just wonder how long will it last? You know, right. Because he's so needy of, how many times did he have to say, look, you're my wife. You're my wife.
Mm-hmm.
You're my wife. You're my wife. How many times did he have to get your ass over here? You're my wife. And he's just going to need a whole lot of reassuring from her. But, you know, if it worked out, it worked out. Happy for him.
Yeah. Apparently, there's a lot more that happened that we didn't see because, I'm sorry, though. Two things we saw, and that was enough for me. After the first one, I was like, girl, run. And she wasn't running. She wanted to put it all in. And after the second time, I'm like, sheesh. Yeah, she. But I thought she. You could. They had me fooled. I thought she was done. I really thought she was done. Oh, well.
Well, and he's a VP at some aerospace company. Can you imagine if you worked there and you're in a meeting with him? I'd just be looking at him just like, waiting for you to lose your shit.
They get past that. Then we get to the reunion. And as they all roll in for the reunion, the first thing I thought was, Terrell, you talk so bad about Barista's, you know, high top fade at his wedding and nobody there to shape it up for him. And he switched up and got a man bun.
You know, whatever works, do you.
Did it though?
His suit was fly.
The suit was fly, I'll but the man that. Bun?
Some people like a man bun. I don't. You know, and he's 25. At 48, I'm not growing a man bun, but at 25, I had a Jerry curl. Remember?
Wait, what?
When I was a kid. When I was a kid, I had a Jerry curl. Michael Jackson, Jerry curl.
Where's the picture?
The whole deal.
Where's the picture?
That's not important. It's on that. It's at that hall of shame at my mom's house. You know, that every mom has that hallway that has all the old pictures. Uh-huh. Somewhere in there.
So you going to take a picture and bring it back to the pod?
No, I'm not. So, you know, I was waiting for this reunion because I wanted to see, okay, what's going to be the drama between Nancy and Bartiste, you know, Cole and Zenob. I wanted to see, like, was mm-hmm. Cole going to come in hot?
Right.
You know, SK Raven. And it kind of didn't disappoint.
Yeah. I mean, let's start where they started. With Colleen and Cole at the pool party. And, of course, Colleen didn't want to see that scene. Again, she's like, because she knows who she's sitting next to a maniac and she has no idea how he's going to react when he sees this shit again, because he's already watched it with her at home. And we can only imagine what happened then. So when the cameras went around.
Well, but here's what's great about that. And even Matt called this out. He said, look, I got really upset when this whole thing happened, but she told me, here's what I said. Mm-hmm. Here's what Cole said. Here's what I said. And now I watched it, and she's 100% right. She told me everything
mm-hmm.
that happened. So I think that whole thing made Matt feel good when they got a chance to finally watch the show.
Yeah.
But that was the beginning stages of what seemed like a shit on Cole reunion.
It was. I mean,
what this ended up being.
At the end of the day, you had Brennan who called both Colleen and Cole out about that conversation. Said they were both wrong, right? Mm-hmm. To your point, Matt said, well, she told me everything that happened. It is what it is. And we know Cole was the bad guy in that scenario, and he owned up to it. And like you said, it became a shit on Cole. And, you know, we'll get to that as we get further down in the recap of the reunion, because near the end, that's where it really got to this whole other space of what mm-hmm. happened there. The other part of the attraction triangle slash rectangle slash square slash, just let's call it quadrilateral, Bartiste and Raven, or at least, I guess it really stops there. Just Bartiste is really where it stops. It's not even Bartiste, Raven, Nancy, and SK, because there were three adults in that situation, one child, and Bartiste is a liar, because even Nancy said, she asked him, did you regret not picking Raven? And he's like, no. I didn't. You're a goddamn lie.
That pool incident made him realize that, oh, Raven wasn't all that into me.
Yes.
regardless of what he looks like.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't feeling him anyway, which is why she does jumping jacks while you talk. You're boring her.
I don't think he realized that at the pool, though, because he thought he was spitting game. He realized that
right.
in watching it is what happened.
Well, I hope so, because I'm like, she was just not into you at all.
Mm-hmm.
And he was wrong about that. And I like how SK kind of called him out
mm-hmm.
About that, too. But it was his whole body language and posture was like, I'm coming here that y'all going to try to bring me some smoke, but I'm not here for that. I'm not going to tell you anything.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He was very.
Just seemed really cold. Mm-hmm.
Cold, standoffish.
Cold and calculated.
Very. To your point, though, on SK, I'm like SK. I'm never afraid of anybody hitting on my woman. Because if you can take her, go. Peace out. Because if you can take her, she wasn't mine, right? At the end of the day, once she says no, though, back to, yep. It's just pretty much what SK was like, yo, all right, cool. You tried your shot. It didn't work. You shot your shot. Didn't work. Back up. We good.
Well, true. And listening to Bartiste, I just made this one note. I'm like, he's a car salesman.
Yeah.
Period. Mm-hmm. He just reminds me of just a car salesman. Used car salesman at that. So I'm sure Raven's like, I dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
On that one. But it was because of that part. That's when they started talking about Raven and Nancy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
About them, you know, not really. Remember I told you when Nancy was talking shit about Raven trying to like.
Right.
I'm surprised that she was your top. That's just so odd from what I've seen of her.
And then Raven is like, well, Nancy's a friend. If you see Walmart, you'd be like.
But I hope they don't talk to her. And then she went from that, like, she's my girl.
Yeah.
I love her. I'm like, no, you don't. You love her now because you got dumped mm-hmm. on TV.
You know what it is, though. Think about it. When a lot of that was happening was before they all had a chance to, I mean, yeah, they all had a chance to hang together. But like they said, so many other people in the room, you hung in pockets anyway. And Nancy and Raven just weren't automatically clicking, right? So right. That's why she's like, yeah. And they were going after the same guy. Remember, they're both going after Bartiste at first. And so that's that natural catfighting that you always mention that women do in going against each other, right? Are not clicking up properly. And once it's all said and done, she moved on from Bartiste. She went to the next, to SK, and she had her person. And she was like, all right, this is what I'm doing. And I think that moment is when she probably cut it all off. And maybe I'm giving away too much credit, and maybe they're just bullshitting us. At the reunion.
maybe so. But then there's that part where, you know, they're talking to Nancy and Bartiste, and Nancy calls out that, well, on his Instagram, like, he apparently hooked up with some girl.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do you know that? Mm-hmm. Well, just because you saw some blonde girl with him on Instagram.
She was in more than one story. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. In social media. And so they started asking Bartiste, and Bartiste is like, I don't feel I need to tell my sex life. You know, with any of you. I'm just like, oh, goodness.
But then he did it. He's like, you know, yeah, I mean, nothing happened that first night. I mean, something did. I mean, we spent the whole weekend together, so something did happen. But, you know, I don't feel I need to tell you all this. You just did.
Because that's just, I just loved my favorite part of that. And I think this could be an excuse men could use. Tiger Woods should have used this excuse. It's his coping mechanism. Him hooking up with a blonde was his coping mechanism. Because he was hurt. Because they were like, how can you just like a week later, you know, you were in love with this person. And a week later, you're on a boat with a blonde. What's my coping mechanism? See, Tiger should have said that I got a big match tomorrow. I need to relax. I was at Perkins. You weren't here. What do you want me to do?
The bacon and scrambled eggs were on point. You have no idea. I had to release. I had to tell somebody how good it was.
But have you had their French toast? Babe. Have you had the French toast then?
She needed an extra tip. There was no way I could just give $100 and that be it. I had to sling some of this. Dang!
It's like, I could probably get there in 5 strokes.
I had to grip it and rip it. That's the golfers out there.
I'm going to put a hole in one, maybe two.
I know you like how SK called out Bartice, though, on him taking the guys' conversation. Remember, it was like three of those guys standing around just talking about, hey, what was the first night like? And they're all having this conversation, which I called this out. I said, y'all talking too much about your goddamn business. Y'all shouldn't be talking about what you're doing with your significant other. This none of your business. Shut the fuck up. Right? Plain and simple. You don't need to. The way Bartice tried to be at the reunion is where they all should have been when they were around. Because, you know, oh, yeah, we did it five times. Oh, well, we did three. You know, all this other crap. Well, he took that back to Nancy as he's talking because, of course, he's so smitten with Raven and he's so happy that SK didn't get to touch none that he's like, yo, so you're saying there's a chance. Tells Nancy and SK was right to call him out on that shit. Like, yeah, and don't do it again.
Yeah. That was funny, and I'm glad that SK did that. And it's true. He's just messy. But again, he's 25. And Nancy calls out again. It's like, you're 25.
Yeah.
And that's just who you are. So it's whatever with him. I get frustrated talking about...
barista.
talking about barista. But good to see SK and Raven back together. You know, so there's that. I guess she realized, you know, maybe SK has some money or will be making good money.
Well, now why would you go so shallow on her on that one? Here's the thing about, you know, Raven and SK is like, he said that. If you go back to and look at when he said, I do not, he said, I do not think, he said, I love you. I don't think that this is the right time for us. To say I do. It's not the right time for us to get married. Now, he also went on to talk about some of the other things that he was just kind of like, you know, a little unsure about, which I agree with him. Thankfully, he's got a head on his shoulders, knows what he's doing, and kind of put it off. But he almost insinuated in that point and kind of said it like, hey, we can date, but I'm not ready to get married right now. Now, usually when they say that, it doesn't work out. So I was happy to see that no, they're there, and they seem in a much better place. Like, it seems like with Raven, she's that girl that is very uptight, very standoffish, but the minute you break through that barrier, because it's all tough exterior, it's all mushy and, you know, marshmallow in the middle, so now they've just got this good relationship, and I think it works out better than if they were married first, that here it is, they get this time to work through it as a couple, that space.
Well, true, and they can start out with a long distance relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Raven can work on building up her business and being supportive. Travel back and forth, see if it works out.
Yeah, you know,
who knows?
What I liked is that when they started talking about what happened at the altar, and SK said he didn't know until the question was asked. I was like, really?
I don't buy that.
Yeah, but she backed him up on that. You still don't buy it?
Nope. I just don't buy it.
And I feel you when you say you don't buy it, but then again, he may have been teetering and just wasn't sure what he was going to say. Why you just flat out don't buy it?
I just don't buy that. Out of everything that y'all were doing, you got to figure that all the production, the starts, the stops, the different takes, different angles. All that time, you're preparing for that. That's not a one-hour day for the wedding to happen. All that stuff's going on, and then just as they finally ask you this question while they're recording, it hits you. No.
Well, okay. I think you're looking at it as like, that's the one moment he went, I'm not going to do it. I think it's more
that's what
he's saying. Yeah, but I think he didn't say he was going to say yes the whole time. He just said he knew for sure in that moment that, okay, this is what I got to say, right? And being the fact that it's like, you could be like, yeah, but no, but what if I lose her? But, and you're just teetering, and then as the question's asked, you're like, it's a definitive answer. I do not. You know,
not,
either
I'm not
way.
Buying it.
I still applaud him for having the strength to choose his piece over pleasing, you know, everyone else, you know, because not a lot of people have the strength to do that, because he knew he was going to disappoint his mom. He knew his mom felt a way about that. He knew what was going to happen. And he knew this woman in front of him that he was really attracted to, wanted to be with. But it's like, she may not be there because I'm about to embarrass the shit out of her. And Especially if she was going to say yes, because I'm not sure. She might say no. So at least I applaud him on that. To be able to have that strength to be like, nah, I choose me. Finally, for the man chooses himself.
He did it right. I mean, I think he did it right. I think he's very respectful. I still think Raven should be mad at her girls who didn't come, you know, check on her.
Oh, hell.
But it is what it is. We'll just have to see what happens with those two. If they wind up going the distance, maybe they're going to go to that bridge and just take a Sharpie and edit Cole and Zenob's locks.
And make it theirs instead. That's funny.
Just saying. Maybe they're going to do that because,
it's
you know,
our lock now.
Yeah. This is...
It's my lock now.
Look in my eyes.
So as we move to Colleen and Matt, what do you think of them not living together?
So I thought that was weird because we're talking about leases being up. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's a VP of an aerospace company. So I don't think Matt is making like, you know, $40,000 a year.
Right.
I'm sure he's doing fairly well.
Right.
And she has roommates,
mm-hmm.
and it sounds like she works a bunch of jobs.
Right.
She has a bunch
he
of
gave her whole
puzzles.
Life, like, Jesus Christ. She has three jobs.
So I'm just like, how much rent are you really paying that you're going to screw these people over in the place that she's living with? It's just weird. And then they're going to wait like a year to their leases, you know, line up to break. I'm just like, come on now.
Colleen is not as dense as we may have thought she was. And the fact that I think she's got her safety net out there, and that's the apartment. So she has a place to go to when this falls apart. Okay. And that's what this is. Because you're right. She doesn't have to stay there. She could have moved all the stuff in. All right, well, if y'all find somebody to take over my part of the lease, then great. If not, I'll pay the rent until then, until the end of the lease. Because y'all could still do that. But no,
yeah, it's been 5 months since mm-hmm. the reunion.
Exactly.
So in 5 months, you couldn't have advertised and found another roommate to take your spot.
Right.
Yeah. It just doesn't sound like that made sense.
Here's what's the weird part to me. When they asked, so do y'all spend time at each other's? Like, why would they be spending time at hers when she's got other roommates in there? No, they need to be at his all the time. That's what they need to be. But
Yeah. Well, she goes over there and she has to do laundry. So that makes sense. But did you notice the body language? Like the way Matt was sitting with Colleen, it just seemed like he was hovering over. I just thought that was just so weird. I mean, out of, you know, Brendan and Alexa were sitting next to each other. They were married. Mm-hmm. But he just seemed really like, mine.
But he's not letting her go. You know, he's still suffering PTSD, and that's why she's keeping that other apartment. She's got her room still reserved for a reason, okay? And those three jobs, regardless of his VP status, she's got her three jobs for a reason because she's going to need all of them when she needs to move back out. When they break up, she's going to need that.
Yeah, she's turning four W-2s, you know, at the end.
The perfect couple, or so they like to deem themselves, Alexa and Brennan. And I'm kind of, they kind of broached the whole sex topic with them. And, you know, the fact that Alexa brought out, he just tried to, even though they didn't bring in the fact that she kind of threw him under the bus first, but just said, oh, well, you just told him how to do it. And then y'all were good. And they're like, sometimes you just got to tell people how to do it.
Yeah, you got to tell people what you want. I think that's fair. I think she's very sex positive. So I don't see anything wrong with it. And I know. Brennan loves every bit of it. He is
every
happy.
Bit of everything. Yes.
Yes, he is happy. But there's not a lot to say about them. I mean, Alexa's attitude was pretty much, you know, talking trash for the who people she didn't really like. Mm. And then Brennan was just really supporting whatever Alexa said.
Well, remember, they said the first disagreement happened when they moved in together, right? Because they had no disagreements along the way. And it was all about her not doing her part on the chores. And I love this, the advice that she got.
Yeah.
Don't let roommate issues be marriage issues. I thought that, kudos to whoever gave her that. Kudos to whatever philosopher of a friend of hers that gave her that piece of advice.
Well, that was not Mr. Christopher Rockenstein. So he didn't do that.
It was,
but not- I think that's great. I think it's a great lesson. And so, especially if somebody like me who's never been married, I'm like, I could totally see, mm-hmm. you know, me saying something.
Yeah.
You know, or why? Is that how you wash dishes? No, this is not how you wash dishes. You got to do it like this. You know, I can see being that person.
Oh yeah, and so then, can I. I can see you.
Well, yeah, that. You saw it. You saw it firsthand when I did it to you. I'm like, but I don't leave my cabinet doors open. I think everyone else on the show that listens does not leave their cabinets open like you do. That's just, I don't know where you get that from.
Well, I mean, the cabinets are one thing. I mean, that's but I'm that way about dishes because I'm the person that washes dishes before I put them in the dishwasher, right? So it's, and people think that's crazy. And I'm like, no, because they're not clean when you just put them in the dishwasher. I'm sorry, they're not. As we move on to Zenob and Cole, you know, one of the things they talked about with her and they said about her nagging, I do like the fact that she gave him some information as to why when he poured her the white wine in the other in the short, she's like, no, give it to me in a stemmed glass. Mm-hmm. And here's why. I didn't think that was condescending, as they, even though they tried to make it feel like it was nagging and condescending. I'm like, actually, even Cole at that moment was like, yeah, I never knew that. What's wrong with that?
Condescending.
How?
That was her way of, you've been picking on me. Now I'm going to get at you and talk to you some kind of way. You know, that's just what. And then after that, no, and it's condescending and like, it's all about her and her way. You're not cooking the chicken right. You're not doing this right. You know, all of that. I can see what they were trying to do with that, which is a good balance because they started the show trying to make Cole look like the bad guy.
Uh-huh. Very true.
But watching those videos of her nagging Cole, I thought it was funny. I'm like, yeah, do you see yourself? Mm-hmm. Are you like this with other men? Who would want to be with that person?
Okay, and then that, so here's the thing about that. If when you're in the collage of it, yes. But that one piece, and that's why I picked that piece out, because the other stuff, even about the chicken and all, even though, I mean, I love to cook, and when I cook, I use my seasoning. So I would probably wouldn't have been, I would have probably broke out my seasoning at the table, poured everything on myself. He bought me that white unseasoned chicken, like she called it. But with the stem and the glass, I don't think that was bad. So, you know, but they try to still make Cole look like a shitbag, especially when you listen to Zenob and Alexa's statements. Because Alexa jumped in hard here.
Yeah, she did. And you could tell like she's been waiting for this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was like in the car with Brennan. Okay, when I get there, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to bring up this. Like she was ready to go in on Cole. I thought it was a bit extra because
mm-hmm.
like I think the show did enough to make him look bad.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have to, you know, add a little more to
it. She salt bait that joker because the fact that she was like, you know, the stuff that they didn't show on camera. I'm like, well, what did he do that was so bad that we didn't see? Because we know these shows like to show drama. So what happened?
Right. Right. And why didn't they show it if there was something there? So what was it that happened? Yeah, what's it called? Tangerines or whatever.
Oh, the cuties. Yeah, well, you know, so here's the funny. Before they even got to that, right? The one thing I thought was, like you just said, who's really telling the truth? Because there are all these things that they're saying he did. And I'm like, why aren't Nick and Vanessa going, well, you know, funny you should say that. Matter of fact, here it is. Like, there's nothing, because you know how quick the producers love to produce stuff and have it ready and go, you know, like, oh, funny you should say that. Well, here is your eighth grade teacher. You know, break them up. They had none of that ready, which made me really question, like, it's your word against mine. And I almost started to feel sorry for Cole when they broke him down to tears.
Well, and that's what I was talking about. It started with when they asked about an example. That's when the cutie thing came up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Cole's listening. He's like, what are you talking about? I didn't say that. And then she's like, this is, well, I must be crazy. And actually, that's what it was. He's like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and then Brendan's like, I don't think you should use crazy.
He said insane first. Then he goes, okay, well, it's crazy. He goes, that's the same thing. And I'm like, well, actually, crazy is a little worse because that's a little bit more descriptive. But
But that's also Brendan, like, you know, having to team up with Alexa,
yes,
you know, on Cole. And so that whole exchange, and because then you're wondering, okay, is Cole lying? Is Zenob lying?
That was my question.
The one part that I believe that Zenob is lying or making this up is when she said that, Cole, you told me you got some girl's number at the bachelor party this morning before the wedding.
Yes.
He was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, what girls?
Oh, he tried
because
to kiss
we were
the
at
girl.
A rodeo and da-da-da, right? And hey, I'm like, okay, Cole is stupid. I can't see him being that stupid to say that on his wedding day.
Right.
Right. But then also, none of the other guys were called a women except, well, Brennan had amnesia. I was drunk. I had a bunch of shots. I don't know what happened. And they're like, yeah, that's why we couldn't get into the club. And we all went back to the hotel. So I was like,
even Matt tried to, like, well, no parts of the bachelor party I was at. I don't know what party they went to, but
so I'm like, where did that come from? And I felt like, okay, the producers were showing the women at their bachelorette party at the strip club with penises all in their face.
Yeah, I love that.
You're telling
that
me
out.
That the camera crew, the camera crew didn't get a glimpse of Cole talking to some girl on the bachelor party?
Where is the visual evidence that they always like because? Yes. Especially imagine if Nancy was like, you know, I was so respectful at my bachelorette party. They'd be like, hold up now.
That's what she did with that guy.
Put it right here. Hey, put it right here. So you're right. Because I was like, yo, this sounds wild. And I was really starting to question which one of these two is delusional because he is crying. Because he's like, yo, what are you? And the way he was going, I'm just like, he seems so defeated, right? And she's just, no. And the fact is, she had somebody else backing her up. There was nobody backing him up. Shouts out to SK because SK kept giving him some support, just tapping him like, yo, I got you, man. You know, this entire time. As they're beating up on Cole, SK is the only person showing him any kind of empathy, right? But you got Alexa jumping in, and then, of course, Brendan, like you said, backing her up. So you almost
Nancy
feel like...
Nancy jumping in.
And Nancy jumping in, too. And it's feeling like, well, is Cole the damn liar here? Is he delusional?
Apparently, he's the devil. No, deceitful. he thought she called him the devil, but... deceitful, but he really felt like, you know, there was a target on his back.
Yeah.
And he's not understanding what he did. And now he did, you know, mention that he regrets some of the things that he said, you know, on that show. But I think he was just so, and again, it seems like he was blindsided by some of these stories that she's telling that he said didn't happen, which gets his, he's like, well, where's the tape of that?
Yeah.
You know, why don't they play the tape, man? Well, lo and behold.
I was, when they said the cutie stars, like, yes, now we get to see this. And I'm sitting there watching this thing like.
It was nothing. Mm-hmm. I was just like, okay, what did he say? They're standing there, he's eating. He's trying to talk about plans to go to Europe. How do we do it? And then so she grabs the cuties and he's
saying, first she grabs, what was it? Was it grapes she had first? And then he's eating the grapes.
Whatever they were eating. They're both sharing it. I don't know if it was grapes or I don't know.
And I like because she made it sound like every time she ate, he would say something crazy. So she grabs a grape. He goes up and grabs one too. Eating along with her, right?
Is he trying to eat with her? Is he trying to stop her from eating too much? Is that portion control?
Yeah. Well, if he ate half, then she could eat the whole.
There's 12 grapes. You can get 6.
even because she made a part about I'd only had a banana and a teaspoonful of peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Please, sir, may I have some more? She made it sound like she was Oliver Twist in this whole thing, right? But even when she mentioned the whole thing, she's like, he's like, that's all you've ate today? Why? Totally different from what she said.
Yeah, because he's just like, why would you do that? Like, that doesn't sound crazy. It'd be one thing was saying, hey, good job, babe. Proud of you.
Yeah, about goddamn time.
Yeah, yeah, you'll be my little brown Colleen in no time. You keep this up. So I didn't hear that. And then he said the comment, something like, oh, because you're trying to get ready for your dress, which all women that I know of, mm-hmm. whether it be wedding dress, anything mm-hmm. you get measured for. I've seen a lot of people barely eat, starve themselves mm-hmm. just to make sure that they're good for the dress. So
well, guys, we're that, like, yo, can you take this pants out just a little bit more for the tux?
I just unbutton it. Woo!
I already got a, I got a jacket on. Up for how long? Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah, we good. We good.
I got a jacket on. They can't see. But
it's such for suspenders to cover, but.
So I really didn't see anything wrong with what he said, but I my little note here is I feel like Zenob, she has her own insecurities
yeah.
with how she feels about her weight.
Yeah.
And she's projecting that onto Cole, in my opinion.
She was definitely in the wrong, because it turns out that she was the one that was a little bit delusional, not Cole. So now we realize that the whole, well, nobody else told me this. You told me this. That was made up. I got excited with Cole on that, right? To your point. She does have some insecurities about her body. She said that a long time ago in the very beginning. And he said, look, if I made you feel this way, and so be it. But here's the thing. He did do that in the very beginning when he did hit on Colleen very hard. But then once he was done, he was like, all right, I'm done. And he was mad enough to go to Matt, tell Matt straight up, here's what happened. No, you're lucky. You're good. I there's a reason I didn't pick her. I moved on. But he put her in that space. And unfortunately, she took that, bottled it up for the other 3 weeks, and set to crush him at the altar, wait 5 months, and crush him again at the reunion. She has not forgotten. Hell hath no fury like a bride scorned.
I wonder, I wish there was a, well, no, I really don't want to see anymore. I wish there was another.
Be careful what you wish for. Hey, just this week, where are they now?
So you can, after they watch themselves on the reunion, something about Zenob, just, I'm team Cole.
Yeah.
On this one.
It took all season.
I tried to see, I mean, there's, yeah, he's immature. Mm-hmm. Okay, we get that. He's immature, but I think I'm more team Cole. On this one.
After that little, and I'm glad the producers put that in at the back end, because had they not done that after the reunion, we probably still would be team Zenob. But realizing that, no, Cole was actually right. You can't tell her how to feel, but at the same time,
no.
You can't take that scenario and recreate it in your own vision, which is what she did as she retold the story. And now everybody sees that and hopefully Alexa's like, oh shit, I was on the wrong side. Brennan should man up and be like, hey, you're on the wrong side. He won't, but he should. Overall, season 3, what'd you think?
It's still better than watching something on Lifetime because you have all those commercials.
Yeah.
So there's that. It is possible that these shows work. Alexa and Brennan, like, I just, no drama. It just worked.
Yeah.
And all from a stranger that you said yes to before you even met in person. So concept, like I said, concept is cool.
I think
some of the drama is just annoying. But again, why would we watch it if there wasn't any?
Exactly. You got to have a little drama in there. Raven and Eske, I thought to me, probably because you look at Alexa and Brennan and go, they should make it the entire time, right? They should make the long run. Raven and Eske potentially could too, and they could be stronger when they finally say I do, if they get to that point. Or, you know what? Some muscle-bound man walks by Raven and Eske's in Cali, so it's over. Who knows? But I like them as the second best couple on there, because once they started to warm up, you saw them getting in a better space. I like how Eske was like, I didn't even know what Pilates was.
Oh, So that's why he wasn't impressed when she said Pilates instructor. He's like, okay, cool.
Exactly. Whatever that is.
It's pronounced plates, babe. Go ahead.
So you're a waitress. Got it. Oh, man. Well, look, you know what's going to come next. I'm surprised they didn't put it on the back end of this. Probably Ultimatum 2. Or they did say the next season of Love is Blind. So 2023, looking to do this again?
We haven't got to 2023 yet. Let's just get through the rest of these 2 months. November and December, then we can talk. I need some space. I need a break. You know, so
you need to cope with this?
Yeah. Let me go get in touch with my coping mechanism.
Get your man bun first, and then you can cope. Man bun, tall blonde, then you can cope.
Then you can cope. That's what it is.
Hey, don't forget, Tuesday we'll be back with episode 109. And then on Thursday, we are back with the final recap of season 15, Married at First Sight, San Diego. And I don't know, and I know you peruse through the comments on YouTube. A lot of early birthday greetings coming into you already, man.
I saw that, and I highly appreciate it. You're making this, what am I turning, 48?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, turning 48. So, looking forward to it, but I appreciate the birthday love. Really, I do.
Do you do like me now? You have to start counting. What? How old are you?
No. I just like, I go to 50 and I work my way back. Okay. Last year, I was 3 years till 50.
Yeah.
Now, 2 years till 50.
Next year, you'll forget. Ah, shit. What year am I from 50 now?
Yeah. What am I at now?
Oh, man. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.